It has been incredibly stressful. It has just been unbelievable. The setback in Donegal for animal welfare has been, you know, atrocious. You know, it's so sad to see, you know, when you think you're making headway, kind of getting over the whole crisis after COVID, you know, with the animals, and then you just get another setback like this here. Yeah, it's so sad to see. That's so sad. And, you know, we're just flat out. We're just so busy, like, and we just cannot take any more. Like, you know, we do have cat spaces now, but the dogs are just completely filled up. And it's very sad to see, very sad.
And we're coming into a time where, unfortunately, instances where people get pets for Christmas and then they no longer think they can handle them, then they surrender them after Christmas. How are you feeling about that expected rise in people coming to try and seek help from yourselves?
It's a big worry. It's a massive worry to see this year. Like, as it stands, we're full with dogs. And that's now, you know, weeks before Christmas. A lot of people are looking to get dogs away here now before Christmas. And with us being full, what's going to happen after Christmas? Because we will see an influx in dogs after Christmas. We know we will. That happens every year. And now we did put up on social media the last day that we are full. And we did have several people come forward to help with fostering, which is fantastic. But the thing is, it's not just getting the foster places. It's where the dog's going to go after the foster. You know, there's just not enough homes for the dogs.
And what is your message to the government, Geeta, at this point, following the closure of the ISPCA centre in Letterkenny, and how that has impacted on Donegal animals in need?
I mean, look, the government are going to have to step in, you know. Like, I mean, there's been more dogs bred than what is, you know, what is needed, what there's homes for. And that cannot continue. There will have to be stricter rules put in place. And that's not just looking at the puppy farms, which obviously is a major thing, but it's also, you know, people with having dogs at home. A lot of the dogs we see that has pups are farmers' dogs, collies. Like, collies would be one of our major dogs, major dog breeds that comes in. And that is a case, you know, I suppose there's education really with farmers. A lot of farmers will say if they're spayed, they won't work, which is just, it's not true. They will work perfectly fine. You know, work the sheep and that, they will work perfectly fine. So, I mean, it is trying to get, you know, a lot of in Donegal, the farmers, but it's not just blaming the farmers now, but the farmers really will have to step up and get their animals done.
And I'm sure when collies come into yourselves, how difficult are they to be rehomed and so on?
They're incredibly difficult, especially around here. Most of our collies would go to the UK for rehoming, where they would be rehomed in homes that does the agility training with them, which they're fantastic at, because it's a very clever breed, it's a very active breed. But in Donegal, there's just not that kind of homes for them, because they're seen as a working dog. So most people that are looking for collies, if any, would be looking for collies for living outside, you know, out in the shed and that kind of way. And, like, I mean, that's not a life.
What do you
know, for a dog?
What do you have to say to families right across the region who might be potentially thinking about getting a pet for Christmas?
I mean, look, we always say absolutely no animals for Christmas. Now, that is not saying some of the homes that are looking for animals for Christmas, you know, they might have been thinking about it for a while and then finally say, okay, we'll give in to the kids this year for Christmas, and we'll bring a dog or a kitten or whatever they're bringing. It's not just that the kids are going to be busy, but you know, Christmas Day, the noise in the home. This is not a time to bring in an animal. When you bring an animal into a home, it needs to be a nice, settled, kind of quiet time. You don't need, you know, excitable children just wrapping everywhere, everything that they can get into. And, you know, the kids are so busy, you know, it's just not the time. And that's not saying that the home mightn't have been perfectly fine for an animal, but just not Christmas time is not the time to add to your family.